This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway later today after a one-year pandemic delay. The scaled-back opening ceremony in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium will feature some 900 dignitaries and other officials because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the Games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reporting nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. At the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled. Bars have been asked to not serve alcohol. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out at the Olympic Village. Mourners will pay final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moise later today at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home outside Port-au-Prince, where he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under heightened security since Moise's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Another 7 high-ranking police officials have been detained but not formally arrested as authorities probe why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News.